In this week's parasha, that of Metzora, we are discussing the affliction of tsaras, a skin affliction that is brought about to someone who slanders. And on this, the Medrash brings the following story. Hadhu dechsiv, this is what is meant in the verse in Psalms. Mia isha chavis chayim, who is the man that desires life? Maisa, there's an incident bereichel echad with a peddler, shaya machzir ba yarais, that he would go around the towns. Shaya smochais la tzipari, that were close to tzipari. Vayamachris vaymer, and he would shout out, man boy le mezavin sam chayim, who wants to buy the potion of life? Oit ki alei, and everyone would cling to this person. Yabianai, the 3rd century Amorag sage from the land of Israel. Yosef Upashabit Turkaline. He was sitting and interpreting texts in his reception room. Shami de Machriz, and he overheard this person announcing, Man boy Sam Chaim, who wants this potion of life? Omar Lay, so he said, Ta sak lahacha zabun li. Come here and sell it to me. Omar Lay, so this man said to him, you do not need it, and those like you do not need it. And this man brought out the Sefer of Tehillim, Book of Psalms, and he showed him the verse that says, who is the one that desires life? What does the verse follow up with? And the verse finishes us off, guard your tongue from evil, turn away from evil and do good. Omar Rabbi Yannai. So Rabbi Yannai responded to this man. Av Shloimeh Machris Va'imer. Likewise, we see Shloimeh in his book of Proverbs says the same concept. Shemir Pivul Shainai. He who guards his mouth and his tongue. Shemir Mitzayis Nafshai. He guards his soul from trouble. Omar Rabbi Yannai, and Rabbi Yannai continued. Kol Yomai Hayisi Kaya Aposek Hazeh. All my life I've been reading this verse. And I did not know how to properly interpret it. Until this peddler came by and he informed me, that who is a person that desires life? Medrash finishes off, and that's why in this parsha, Moshe puts extra emphasis on this particular law. This is the law concerning the Metzora, the person who gets this affliction. In other words, this is going on the person that speaks negative. And that concludes today's episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next parsha.